The rain didn't stop them. If anything, they saw it as a good omen from the heavens. On Sunday, August 11th, dozens of members of the Halton Hills Hindu community rode their motorcycles from the Hindu Heritage Center in Mississauga to the former First Baptist Church in downtown Georgetown. A flag depicting the god Krishna flutters on the back of a motorcycle at Mississauga's Hindu Heritage Center before the riders departed for Georgetown. Mansoor Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Plans are in the works to open the Sri Krishna Brundavana Temple in the church building on August 22. The motorized convoy from Mississauga, called the Ride for Krishna, served as a fundraising push for the future temple. Motorcyclist and Glen Williams resident Manu Seth said having a Hindu temple, or mandir in Sanskrit, close to home is meaningful to him. The idea is that we can come here often without having to go to Brampton, he told Halton Hills Today. What I also like about it is that Georgetown is a calm, nice little town. It's easy to find parking close by. If you come for the temple, you can also do a little bit of shopping instead of having to go to Brampton. While most bikers don't want to ride in the rain, Sunday's participants had a different take on the weather. Where we come from, rain is considered positive, Seth said. The local Hindu community has big plans for the property. They are currently trying to reach their fundraising goal of $2.3 million to pay off the loan for the property, $1.86 million of which went to the purchase. The rest will go towards renovations like new windows and a commercial kitchen. Pandit Sudhir Randhav says a few words of prayer for the riders before they set off for Georgetown. Mansoor Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. One of the deity statues will also be moved from Mississauga to the new house of worship. Despite being a mandir, anyone, regardless of religion or walk of life, is welcome to come in and pray and enjoy free food during lunch and dinner hours. Organizers of the temple will keep it open 7 days a week. When asked why do things this way, Kisha Shetty, one of the organizers of the fundraisers, cited the welcoming spirit of Canada. We came to Canada with an open attitude. Canada welcomes everybody. We have the same attitude. So let's welcome everybody to our home and our place of worship, Shetty said. Aditi Goswami, who represents fellow Hindus on the Halton Hills Interfaith Council, feels the mandir will have a responsibility to make the community feel welcome once it opens its doors. Temples serve as a place for people to come together, celebrate festivals, events and engage in cultural activities. Various community services are conducted, providing support for those in need through food drives, charity events and volunteer opportunities, she said. Temples also promote inclusivity and diversity within the broader community by fostering a healthy and strong community culture. Worship at the site is expected to begin just a few days after they occupy the building. Anyone interested in donating to the temple can do so on SriKrishnaBrundavana.org.